T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BART's increasing police presence and stepped up fare enforcement on trains as the holiday shopping season ramps up. And joining us live in studio to talk more about this, KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Matier. Phil, our Jim Taylor was reporting earlier this morning from the Embarcadero station that he was seeing the officers move through. Was their hand forced by this latest death on BART?
Yeah. What we're seeing is, you know, they're sending a message that they're going to get out there and they're going to be present. This, you know, serves a couple of things at once. One, it visibly increases the presence. Two, they're doing it at the Embarcadero station, which is the busiest on the line. So they're trying to get as much people to see it and to go through it as possible. But also, you know, this is the latest in what they're trying to do is control who's getting on the trains without discriminating against somebody. And what you have to do is you have to check everyone. If you're going to do a fare check, you can't just say, hey, you, and you. Sort of randomly, you go through the entire either an entrance. What they had been doing in the past was stationing these fare checkers at entrances, so anybody that came through the 3 or 4 gates at one place would be checked automatically. Another one, this one is just going through the trains, but it's going to be interesting to see how the riders react because it is going to mean backing up for a while.
Yeah, this is interesting because what happened at Embarcadero this morning, the train pulls in, and as our Jim Taylor described, 5 or 6 minute delay.
Yeah.
While they go through the whole train, make everybody show a Clipper card or a BART ticket. And it kind of reminds me of TSA, where everybody's got to line up. I mean, you know, we all know you're not going to hijack an airplane.
Right.
Right.
And Granny's not going to necessarily be carrying the bomb, but everybody gets checked. Now, that's one, because you want to be safe. But the other one is for legal reasons. They possibly face legal actions over the no-eat law. I remember that mm-hmm. it was, and statistics showed that African-Americans tended to get cited more than other people.
Yeah, like 5 times more often.
Yeah, it also showed that, I think it was in the last 5 or 6 years, they'd issued a total of 55 no eat when we see the problem much bigger. But so what, you know, I talked with John Burris, the civil rights lawyer, and I asked him about like things like the no eat. And he said, look, if you're going to have a no eat or you need a ticket, you have to enforce it on everyone. You have to, just the safest thing is just to be all the way across the board. Now, that's an inconvenience for some people, and we'll see how the balancing act works. But BART wants to get that profile out there and get it going. They didn't do this as they've done in the past with pre-announced press releases. And everybody get down here with your microphones and cameras. But, you know, this is the start of the heavy travel holiday season, and they're sending a message.
Now, Muni has done this at mm-hmm. times as well. I recall famously our Mike Sugarman, our former colleague, got nailed once for not having his paper ticket.
So they get on the buses. A bus pulls up at a bus stop, and everybody getting off at that stop is checked. They have 4 or 5 people. They're wearing the vest, and they go and check everybody in it. And they write up the citations. Now, what happens with the citations still remains to be seen.
That's a different story.
Because the last time I looked at the citations, they were being issued, but they weren't necessarily being collected. So it's to let you know that the cops are there. It's to let you know that BART is on it, and it is to try to get a message to people that are thinking of going through. Even though you jump the fare gate upstairs, when you get down to the train, there's somebody going to be waiting to check you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.